Today, we're going to build an autonomous AI agent together using Microsoft Copilot Studio. It's simple to do and requires no coding. We'll create an AI agent that everyone can use, and once we build it, it'll automatically run in the background and help with your everyday work. Welcome to Collaboration Simplified. My name is Shervin Shafi, and I work at Microsoft as a Copilot Principal Technical Specialist. What we'll do first is go over a few slides to better understand autonomous agents. Then we'll build this autonomous AI agent together, and then we'll run a demo. Let's get started. Now, before we build this really, really cool autonomous agent, and you guys are going to love it, I do want to give a quick refresher on autonomous agents and where they are. And to do that, first, we're going to have to zoom out a little bit and look at the fact that agents live on a spectrum. And autonomous are on the far right-hand side, more on the advanced in terms of capabilities, and the simpler side, or the retrieval-based agent, with task-based agents living in the center. And the other interesting thing about this, as I've built all kinds of these agents over time, is that you can start with a retrieval-based agent and turn it into an autonomous one. Same with a task-based one. You can make a task-based one, turn it into an autonomous one down the road. And this spectrum, it's got lines that are kind of blurred, right? So we're trying to simplify it in the messaging here, but understand that this spectrum is actually fairly fluid. If we look at them independently in the silos that they exist in today, we're going to look at the most simple ones, the retrieval-based ones first. We actually built an agent like this in the last video. It was a human resources agent, where basically I gave it a knowledge repository of information that's typical to HR. And basically, the agent that we used, Agent Builder, the best and most simple way to make agents actually, was going and just retrieving information. That's what retrieval-based agents do. They retrieve information, they summarize, they reason over it, they answer questions, and it was looking at the knowledge sources and responding. So these are the most simple, but also very effective. On the task-based one, we actually built one of these too, where we did a ServiceNow connector. Now, what makes this unique is that instead of just retrieving information, they're reading and writing. So they're getting and giving. And in this case, task-based agents are essentially taking action based on questions that you ask, automating workflows, and replacing repetitive tasks. So in the ServiceNow video that we did, we created a connector using Copilot Studio to our ServiceNow instance, and the connector was able to read from ServiceNow, but also write to ServiceNow. When I said that agents are in a spectrum and the lines are kind of blurred, if I go back to the retrieval-based agent that we used for that HR scenario we built, I can actually take that HR-based retrieval agent and turn it into a task-based one by having it not just read from our HR database, but also write to it. So think of the example where you're asking it, how much vacation time do I have left? But you also want to book 5 days of vacation time. If you're able to book it right to that system, now you've made a connection to your HR management system, and it's become a task-based agent. Now, what makes an autonomous agent unique? And it's the most complex on the far right-hand side. Let's look at that a little bit. So basically, autonomous agents, they operate independently, meaning that you're not typing and asking it questions. You've already pre-programmed what they're supposed to do, so they're operating independently. They have a dynamic plan. They're orchestrating other agents as well, and they're learning and escalating. But we can dive into this a little bit more in the following slide. So what are autonomous agents? They're basically expert systems that manage and automate complex business tasks, enhancing efficiency and innovation across your organization. But here's the thing, they don't have to be managing complex tasks. In the example that I'll be giving you and what we'll be building today, it's actually a pretty simple task. It's an autonomous agent, but it's also highly effective. Now, what are some examples of the characteristics of autonomous agents? Well, number one, they're proactive in that they're automatically responding to signals across your business and initiating tasks configured to react to events or triggers without human input. That's the key, right? With the task and the retrieval-based agents, you're asking it questions. But with these, they're just looking for some event, some trigger that wakes them up and makes them do something based on programming that you've designed beforehand. We'll be doing all of this with the autonomous agent that we built. The other thing is that they're independent. They're seamlessly completing tasks behind the scene without human intervention, and they're also adaptive. They're non-deterministic and able to produce different outcomes from the same initial conditions. What are we going to do? What we're going to do is, this is really my first autonomous agent that I'm sharing with you, and I hope you like it. It's an email helper. And so the idea behind this is that a new email arrives, and once this email arrives, this is the trigger. This is the trigger for the agent, right? Basically, as soon as the email arrives, the agent gets triggered. I hope you like that cat picture. And when the agent gets triggered, there's a set of instructions in the agent we'll build together in Copilot Studio. The instructions tell it what to do, right? Essentially, what I wanted to do was, I get so many questions from people that I work with at Microsoft. And I'm like, okay, well, I can go ahead and research these, or maybe I know them off the top of my head. But what if I could get this agent to answer these questions for me in a very professional manner, where if I agree with it, I can just send it back to the person that asked me? And so that's what this autonomous agent does. It goes to the knowledge sources, and I specify websites, internal documents, things that I have access to as a technical specialist. And then essentially, it's lights, camera, action, right? It takes an action and it says, okay, so I've parsed the questions, I've consulted with the knowledge sources, and I'm going to take an action, and I'm going to basically create all of this and send it back to Shervin so that he can, if he likes, send it back to whoever asked all these questions. So it's basically an email helper, but it's autonomous in that it's triggered and then it wakes up. So with that, let's build it. All right, on to my favorite part, which is the build. But before we continue, if you're finding value in the content so far, please give it a like, as it really does help the channel. Thank you very much for your support. Now, first, we need access to Copilot Studio. And if you don't have access, then I recommend getting a free trial. Just search for Copilot Studio and it should bring you to this site where you can click on try free and get a free trial. So make sure you have access to Copilot Studio. Now, when you get to Copilot Studio, you should see an environment like this. And on the left-hand side here, we have the home, create, agents. And so I'm basically gonna select create. And this is where all the fun starts, right? You can start creating this autonomous agent right from here. Now, you can go ahead and describe it kind of like we did with using the agent builder. Or on the top right-hand side, you can skip to configure, or you can just select the create button. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip to configure. And here you can give it information like the name, description, instructions. And so we'll start out here, and when we are done, we'll create it, and then we'll get even more information. So let's do it this way. So first I'm going to give it a name, and I'm basically going to call it the email helper. This is going to be helping us with our emails. And I do have a cool icon that I'm going to give it. So you can keep the icon the same, which is this, or you can change it. Let's do that. Let's change it. Click change icon. And in my folder here, I have this email helper PNG. I'm going to click open and boom, this is the image I'm going to use, which matches our thumbnail on the video, and click save. So name, icon, now we're going to give it a description. Let's tell the system what it's going to do. And what I'm going to say is, you help, basically I'm talking to the AI, right? You help with incoming emails to my inbox. You are a research assistant and look through all the questions that are asked in the email and do research for me. This is going to make my life a ton easier. Now, moving on to the instructions, you can see here it says instructions directs the behavior of the agent, including its tasks and how it completes them. So the more granular, the more descriptive your instructions are, then the higher the chance the autonomous agent is going to act and behave just the way you expect it. So let's start off, and then we'll give it more instructions later on as well. When a unique new email comes into my inbox, use the knowledge sources to research the questions that are in the email. Simple enough. Now, we'll add more instructions in a little bit and you'll see why. And then it says add knowledge sources. Let's add that in a little bit too. So no big deal. You don't have to do everything here. You can actually at this point just click create on the top right hand side, and then you'll see that there's more opportunity to get this going. So it's setting up the agent. We'll give it a second here. All right, so you can see now it kind of populated the description, the instructions that we gave it. And I want you to notice that up along the top here, we have these different areas like overview, knowledge, topics, actions, activity, analytics, channels. We should be able to look at most of these, if not all of them. We don't really need all of them for the autonomous agent, but we'll probably take a look. Now, one thing that I want to turn on right away is it says use GenAI to determine how best to respond to the user's events. And right now it says it's in preview, but I want to enable that because it gives this autonomous agent even more autonomy to be able to make decisions. This works really well when you have multiple actions. I'm only going to be using one action in this case, but if you had multiple actions, even multiple triggers, this definitely comes into play because it can decide what action to use. Basically here in this knowledge area, you've seen me do this before. We're going to give it knowledge sources, right? So I'm going to click on add knowledge, and you'll see when you select that here, you have the ability to select public websites, SharePoint sites, the Dataverse, and also drag and drop files in here. So let's go to the SharePoint site, and I'm going to click on browse files. And if you guys remember from the last video, we had this human resources site, and in there we had a bunch of documents. I'm going to select all of these documents and confirm. So if anyone asks me questions about my HR benefits, we're golden because it's going to refer to these documents. Now, the other thing is I want to really lock down these knowledge sources so that, you know, as a person who focuses on Copilot, Copilot Studio, and even Teams and Teams Phone, I have certain websites, certain PowerPoints, certain places that I go for reference to get my questions answered. I don't want to go to the World Wide Web and get data that might be stale, right? So this is the value of these agents. You can lock down the knowledge source, so AI is only going to them. So I think at this point we're golden from a knowledge perspective. Notice that we have the PowerPoint document. You can put Word documents. You can put different documents. We have the websites. We have a bunch of those benefits documents. What I'm going to do for now is I'm going to skip to actions and triggers. Triggers are really the key to making an agent autonomous, because when you set up a trigger, it's waiting for some event to happen, and then it starts to take action without you having to wake it up and telling it what to do. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to select add trigger. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to search for the trigger for email, adding your trigger. All right, it says time to test your trigger. Well, not quite, but we'll test it in a little bit. The next thing I'm going to do is focus on this action. Add actions to empower the AI to complete specific tasks. Okay, so I'm going to select add action. So here I'm going to search for Outlook and send. And even with the search, there are 30 actions that show up. So let me find the right one. And it's this one, send an email V2 Office 365 Outlook. I'm going to select that. And it looks like everything is good again from a permissions perspective. Green checkbox over here, so I can select next. And here there are a variety of different parameters as well. Everything looks good as default as well here. Let's select add action. So now we've added the action and we've also added the trigger, but now we got to go back to the instructions because we got to reference the action in the instructions. So now I'm going to give it some more instructions, and I'm going to say use the and I'm going to reference the action. So I'm going to give it this, I'm going to give it the exact name of this Office 365 Outlook, send an email in here. Use the Office 365 Outlook, send an email V2 action to reply to me with detailed responses based on your research. Format the email in HTML and respond in a professional manner. Write it as if you were replying to the customer. Again, the more detailed your instructions, the better. For each question, start a new paragraph and write a detailed response and include links to all references you used. References are key, right? We always want to double check the work of AI. The more verbose, detailed, factual, and illustrative, the better. Include diagrams where appropriate. All right, looking good. Let's give it more instructions. If you don't find the answer to questions asked in the email, in the knowledge sources, do not answer them. But let me know which questions are left unanswered. Right? I don't want it to make up stuff, so don't answer them and only use the knowledge sources. At the bottom of the email, let me know what are some good questions to ask the customer in order to discover more about their interests. So in addition to getting responses to the questions, I want to know what some good follow-up questions are so I can dig a little bit deeper and be more helpful. Sign off your emails with regards, followed by my name. So it should be pretty much customer ready if everything looks good. So I think that's it from an instruction perspective. You can add more instructions, less instructions, but I think the key here was that we basically, in the instructions, told it what action to take. We called out the action, which is exactly the name of the actual action, and we told it how to behave, what, you know, to use the knowledge sources and so on. So far we have the name, we have the icon, the description, the instructions, we have the knowledge sources. And I do want to point out one thing. If you notice here, it says allow the AI to use its own knowledge and it's checked. I don't want this. I don't want AI to use its own knowledge. I want to disable this because I want only my knowledge sources to be used. Now, if everything looks good here, don't forget to click on publish on the top right hand side here. So we're going to select publish and we're going to publish the agent. All right, so let's test by sending an email. We're gonna put the subject asking a lot of questions. And let's go ahead and draft. Hi there, great to see you the other day. Can you tell me more about Microsoft Teams Phone? Is there an auto attendant functionality? How about Microsoft Teams Rooms? What's the licensing mechanism for these? And on Copilot Studio, what type of extensibility options exist? what's the difference between connectors and plugins? Also, I was curious how many vacation days do you get? super curious person here. And that burger we had, that was great. Do you have the recipe? The reason I asked that is because if it doesn't know answers to questions, it shouldn't respond. So I'm gonna send that off and let's see what happens. And by the way, the email just popped in, so everything that I said just came here, right? And we're gonna take a look at this activity tab of the agent. When I select activity, you should see it actually popping up here. And there it is, something is happening. It says automated. I'm gonna select this and see what we can find. And look at this, tons of different content here that's been generated in terms of the knowledge sources. But look, something actually came in, email helper, and I'm gonna double click and take a look. And look at this, these are the answers to all the questions and even reference links on the bottom. This is really impressive, right? This is gonna be a huge time saver because every time an email comes in, it'll just answer the questions based on your knowledge sources, including NDA material, roadmap, whatever you wanna give it in terms of knowledge sources, your company's specific SharePoint sites. So it says, hey, great to see you. It's answering my question on Teams phone, including the auto attendant portion. I asked it about Microsoft Teams Room. It's giving a response here. Licensing mechanism. It talked about Teams Premium. Gives you a reference so you can edit it if you need to. Copilot Studio extensibility. It talks about Studio Agent Builder, the differences between connectors and plugins. And then even on the vacation days, this is pretty cool, right? Like this is back to that HR app that we built. I use those documents. It's referencing those documents. And then the burger recipe. Unfortunately, I don't have any information on burgers. And then some good questions to ask. What specific features of Microsoft Teams are you most interested in? Any particular challenges you're facing with your current communication tool? How do you envision using Copilot Studio in your organization? And what are your primary goals for improving team collaboration? So, and again, all the references. So if this looks good, I can basically just either edit it, send it as is. It's done all the heavy lifting for me. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you on the next one.